This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Taylor Gabriel Contreras, date of birth November the 12th, 1997. Case ID number is 808-9741. Date of exam, October the 17th, 2023. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, a disability report from Desi Canales, MD, dated 8/9/2023, and a functional report dated 2/11/2019. Identifying information. This is a 25-year-old single female with no children who presented to my office with her mother for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of scoliosis and depression. The claimant is unemployed and has never worked. She did finish high school in 2017 in a special ed program, and she has not been to college or sought any kind of work activity. She has been on disability for approximately 5 years. At the present time, she lives with her parents in an apartment. Allegations number one, scoliosis. Number two, depression. History of allegations. Number one, scoliosis/kyphosis. The claimant states that in 2010, she was having stabbing pain in her cervical spine down to her lumbar sacral back area, secondary to severe scoliosis of her spine. She states that she has pain that radiates down both her legs, and she has had multiple surgeries performed to correct this condition. Her first surgery was a brain surgery for a chiral malformation in 2010. Her second surgery was a C2 to C12 spinal fusion to stabilize her upper cervical back area, which was performed October the 26th, 2012. Then she had a third surgery where hooks were placed into her cervical spine to stabilize her cervical spine area, which was performed in March of 2013. Her last surgery was in 2016 for a C2 to T12 complete fusion of her back. The response to the surgery has been fair, but the claimant still complains of pain. Her limitations include being able to walk one block, comma, stand for 20 minutes, comma, sit for 20 minutes, comma, lift approximately 5 pounds above her head, but unable to bend over. She has no assistive devices she uses, and her physician is Dr. Desi Canales. Her daily activities include sleeping, comma, watching TV, comma, doing light housework, comma, going to the grocery store, comma, cooking, comma, doing the laundry, but doing minimal exercises. She has not seen a chiropractor, but did receive some physical therapy for a month, which did not help her. She is presently taking Motrin 100 milligrams, BID, PRN is needed for pain. She was diagnosed with neuromuscular kyphoscoliosis with multiple surgeries. The claimant is able to ambulate at this time. Allegation number two, depression. The mother and the claimant states that since 2010, the claimant has suffered from severe depression. She has had suicidal ideation but denies any suicidal attempts. Her mother did get her two dogs to help her with the depression, but she suffers from severe insomnia, comma, and has to sleep on her right side secondary to pain. The claimant has a very poor appetite, and she is presently underweight with a BMI of 16. She weighs 80 pounds at this time. Her concentration is poor, as well as her motivation and her memory, as she suffers from sadness, crying spells, and bouts of anger. She does not socialize, as she has extreme nervousness and anxiety. The claimant was in a special ed class through high school, and she has a decreased IQ and appears to be a slow learner at this time. Her mother has stated that she is unable to go to the movies by herself and has to be supervised almost all the time. She has constant back pain as well as neck pain. And likes to play games on her phone and occasionally will visit relatives. The dogs have been a good relief for her, and she takes short walks with her dogs and with her mother. She has difficulty putting on her bra strap, washing her hair, and bending over to reach over for objects. She also has difficulty in combing her hair and shaving her legs. The claimant also has numbness in her small pinky fingers, secondary to the surgery. She has to be wearing sometimes a diaper at night. Her memory is poor. She forgets to wash her hair and brush her teeth. But can perform the task of making a sandwich. She forgets when the stove is on and has had burns on her arms. She is unable to care for herself or manage money as well. They live in an apartment with a concrete outside. The claimant gets very nervous with large crowds. And at this time, she has a reading IQ of elementary school level. The claimant is unable to care for her health, for herself, and does not understand the management of money at this time, although she's probably able to do some simple tasks. Limitations. The claimant is able to walk one block, comma, stand for 20 minutes, comma, unable to climb stairs, comma, squat or bend over to pick up clothes. She is left-handed dominant and is able to write, comma, use a coffee cup, comma, and lift approximately 5 pounds above her head. She is unable to open up a jar top, use a skillet, sweep a room, or button her clothes. She has no assistive devices that she uses at this time. She is presently on ibuprofen 100 milligrams BID, which does give her some relief. The claimant likes to walk in the park with her dogs, but does no other physical activity. Family history. The father is 49 and in good health. The mother is 52 and also in good health. Medications, ibuprofen 100 milligrams, PRN is needed, BID. Medical problems, anemia, comma, depression, comma, neuromuscular kyphal scoliosis, comma, paresthesis of the fifth finger, comma, decreased ability to use both hands, comma, underweight with a BMI of 16, comma, major surgeries, brain surgery with chiral malformation correction in 2010, also a C2 to C12 spinal fusion performed October the 26th, 2012. A C2 to the other C2 areas with hooks placed to straighten out the claimant's cervical spine performed in March of 2013. And a C2 to T12 fusion performed in 2016. Social history, tobacco, the claimant denies any history of smoking. Alcohol, the claimant denies any history of alcohol abuse. The claimant denies any delirium tremors or seizure disorder. Substance abuse, the claimant denies any use of marijuana, cocaine, crack, heroin, or any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases, the claimant denies any history of hepatitis, HIV, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination, temperature is 98.4 Fahrenheit, weight 80.5 pounds, height 59 and 3/4 inches tall, BP 122 over 73 mmHg, heart rate 51 beats per minute, respiration 12 respirations per minute, BMI 16, underweight. General. This is a 25-year-old female who appears to be much younger than her stated age and is in mild acute distress, secondary to cervical and lumbar sacral back pain. She also appears to be a poorly reliable historian who presented to my office with for a disability examination with her mother, who gave most of the history. Could you please drop down to the last two sentences? And visual acuity was grossly abnormal for the right eye and normal for the left eye. Confrontational visual fields were also grossly abnormal, especially for the right eye. Snellen vision, OD uncorrected, is 20/100. Pinhole is 20/100. OS uncorrected is 20/20. Pinhole is 20/20. Binocular uncorrected is 20/20. The claimant does wear glasses but did not present with them today. Could you please drop down to the neck area? There is a 38-centimeter vertical scar of the cervical spine area down to the thoracic spine with bone protrusion in the cervical spine area. There's also a 28-centimeter protruding deformed scapula on the left side of the back area coming from the scoliosis. Could you drop down to skin? No lesions were appreciated over the body. The claimant does have multiple tattoos. Could you please drop down to neurological? The claimant was alert and fairly oriented times three and had good eye contact with me. Her speech was not fluent and her mood was somewhat depressed for the time. She had fairly clear thought processes, but her memory was somewhat poor, concentration was fair, and she was oriented to time, place, person, and situation. Reflexes of the patellar and ankle were 1+ bilaterally, as well as decreased reflexes for the brachioradialis reflex and biceps reflexes bilaterally. The claimant has difficulty in managing money. She watches TV and likes to play with her dogs. She does have a low IQ and her memory is poor and appears to be depressed. She does not understand how to use money and cannot drive at this time because she cannot move her head around to see other cars. Cranial nerves 2 through 12 are grossly intact for the cranial nerves. Cerebellar function. The claimant's gait was steady, symmetric, but slow. The claimant did not come with an assisted device. Her hand-eye coordination was good, and finger-to-nose was fair. Heel-to-shin exam was normal, and the Romberg sign was negative. Could you please drop down to muscular skeletal? The claimant does have some palpable muscle spasms and tenderness, especially of the cervical spine area. There is joint swelling, erythema, effusion, and deformity noted, especially of the cervical spine and the thoracic spine. There is abnormal range of motion of the cervical, thoracic, and lumbar spine, and the claimant was able to forward flex, was unable to forward flex within 3 inches of the floor. There is normal range of motion, motor, and sensory findings in the upper and lower extremities. Straight leg raise exam in the sitting and supine position was normal. Sensory examination was abnormal to light touch throughout the body, especially of both outer hands, where the claimant appears to have some paresthesia of the ulnar area of both hands. There is normal range of motion but decreased strength of both knees. The claimant is able to squat and get up on her home with moderate difficulty. Moderate difficulty was noted. No difficulty was noted upon the claimant's ability to rise from a sitting position, and the claimant was able to get up and down from the exam table without difficulty. The claimant was able to walk on her heels and toes and is able to walk at a fairly normal tandem rate. She could stand on one foot bilaterally but was unable to hop on each foot bilaterally. Assisted devices. She requires no assisted devices at this time. Neurological, grip strength was +3/5 bilaterally. Cranial, the claimant had difficulty making a full closed fist and opposing fingers. Cranial nerves 2 through 12 were grossly intact. Reflexes were symmetrical, and biceps, brachioradialis, and patellar and Achilles reflexes were 1+. Sensory examination was mildly abnormal to light touch, pinprick, and position sense was abnormal, especially for the ulnar nerve area of both arms. There is evidence of muscle wasting and a few muscle spasms. Muscle strength is +4/5 for all tested areas. Fine and dexterous finger control is mildly abnormal bilaterally. Functional capacity based on the current examination. The claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is mild to moderately restricted. She is able to lift, carry, and handle small to medium-sized objects. The claimant hears and speaks well. There is evidence of joint deformity, bone, and tissue destruction of the cervical and thoracic spine, where the claimant has had multiple surgeries and has kyphosis noted. She is able to heel, toe, and tandem walk, but with some difficulty. There is abnormal grip strength bilaterally at +3/5, and the claimant does have difficulty in making a full closed fist and opposing fingers. Her ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is mild to moderately restricted. On examination, the claimant shows evidence of severe muscle wasting and fatigue. The claimant has limitations in her right eye visual fields and her vision. She is able to communicate very well with some limitations and does have restricted limitations in her workplace environment, secondary to problems of cervical and thoracic spine, kyphosis, and decreased IQ function. Probable diagnoses, number one, scoliosis-kyphosis confirmed with physical examination. The claimant does have difficulty in flexion of the cervical, thoracic, and lumbar spine. Allegation number two, depression, dash, not being treated at this time. The claimant would benefit from some medication at this time. She does appear to be depressed. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Taylor Contreras.